Let's see. Does anyone have any thoughts on that?
It sounds like from the suspiciously specific subreddit.
The case is pending in Baton Rouge, they say.
So, look, I don't have a problem with the debtor that wants to get the car payments over sooner. I don't know why that means, why that necessarily affects the decision to pay them direct rather than through the trustee. There's nothing in the bankruptcy code that says that the car lender gets paid over the term of the plan. They can be paid over any period of time that's shorter than the term. And so you can still evaluate which is better. And the bankruptcy code also specifies when somebody has to have longer than a 36-month plan. And so it may very well be a smart move to pay that car off in 24 months. And that may or may not be a direct pay. It may be a trustee pay. And you have to evaluate it. It doesn't bother me. Don't blink an eye about that. I don't, maybe I'm missing the point if somebody else wants to tell me I'm not thinking through this right.
Do you mind if I ask Marvin a kind of a follow-up? Are you saying you don't second guess all the time, Marvin? Because I think that's what the question is asking, is how much do we go behind and try to figure out whether the debtor's decision is a good one or not? Or,
because, oh no, I second guess all the time. I second guess all the time, but I wouldn't be. Yeah. I thought the question was more, am I going to be concerned that they want to get the car paid off mm-hmm. early, which may work to the disadvantage of the unsecured creditors. But if they're a below median income debtor, they have every right to do that. And I'm not there to protect the unsecured creditors. I'm there to protect the code. And if I very well may second guess, and I think all your listeners from Southern District know that I'll second guess. Mm-hmm. If somebody says, I want to do a direct pay instead of I want to pay through the trustee, you better be prepared to defend that if that doesn't mm-hmm. make economic sense. Because I won't, I will not respect that decision if it isn't rational.
Okay, thank you.
You second guess people, Cooter, right?
No, I wasn't disparaging that at all. I was just thinking there's things that go on in the case that we don't quite know what values this debtor has and why he may want to get out quicker. Maybe way more important to him to get out quicker. So
yeah, but I don't see why the direct pay, non-direct pay affects that question and ask, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. I guess we'll move on to a different question. All right. The next one is, how do the judges feel about lawyers not wearing suits on electronic hearings? And let's see, who have we not?
Not allowed.
Okay. Not allowed by Judge Davis.
I go back to what Judge Rhodes said. It's a hearing in federal court. I mean, I may be in my apartment here in Houston, or I may be in my house in Austin. And the lawyers and clients, I don't really care where they are. We're conducting serious business. People's lives can be affected by the decisions that I have to make. And so the lawyers that are appearing before me, the clients that are testifying, they need to take it seriously. They need to act like they're in federal court. And that means, I don't know what necessarily dress that means. I think of it as Sunday best, whatever that might be for. For many Chapter 13 debtors, it may be just a nice shirt, and that's fine. But whatever your Sunday best is, that's what you better show up in a video hearing.
Well, and Sunday best is different for lawyers versus their clients, right? I mean, I don't expect clients to show up in a suit. I think they should show up in their Sunday best, if you will. Having said that, we shouldn't have to remind lawyers that you're in court. Whether you're in court through video or otherwise, you are in court in a public record proceeding. And I have not had lawyers on video hearings appearing improperly. I've conducted video hearings for years now because of my Texarkana docket. But I do think there are some people who think that hearing means it's not really a hearing and they don't have to act accordingly or look accordingly. And I think that's wrong.
Are there any judges that think we should relax dress standards for electronic hearings?
I think, and of course this is the law east of the Sabine River. I'm just grateful if everybody wears pants. Judge Jones, having blown through that and been in the Wall Street Journal about it, but you know, if I'm more concerned about what's being communicated in the video hearing, and less concerned, and frankly, on a practical level, why would I have made the lawyers, the men particularly, wear starched shirts when the cleaners were closed and they couldn't get the shirts starched unless they were talented with an iron or had a particularly tolerant spouse, which is, you know, who didn't have her own clothing case. My experience on clothing is that no good can come from judges interjecting themselves in the clothing discussion, particularly as to female lawyers. We've seen how that works out. And frankly, I think that's the third rail. I stay away from it. As long as the face shows up on the screen and they're prepared, I think that's all we should expect of. There'll be plenty of time to make them strangle themselves with ties again once we open the doors and get back to business. Just my two cents.